This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, and it's Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully you all had a very great weekend. Premier Home Remodels with us this morning to kick off this Monday and kick off March. I mean, we had a day Friday, but first full week of March starts now. And man alive, the year is already just clicking off,
along.
Isn't it?
Yes,
clicking
sir.
Along. Holy cow. So speaking of, and I know I talked about this last time you guys were on. I've been talking about it some even in between you guys being here, and that is just spring isn't that far away. In fact, as the end of the month arrives, that's when people really start thinking about spring being here. And the reality is, if you're thinking about getting something done, you need to be on it, because the time will click off. In other words, if you want a project done by even midsummer, you better be doing it now, right?
Yeah, the planning aspect is really key in any type of projects here, and I think people underestimate that sometimes. You know, they think that everything can come together pretty quickly, but if you don't want to rush, no pun intended.
No,
rush,
I hear you.
You don't want to rush the process, process, and get into a thing where you're scrambling at the end in order to try to find the materials that you want, all of the things, and you really don't want to make compromises. Now is the time to really take your time and start the pre-planning portion of a lot of these projects.
I assume when you mean compromises, in other words, you're getting into the project and you didn't have enough planning, so that item you may have wanted isn't available because of the supply chain side, or, and then also the permitting, which is all in and of itself, the permitting side of it, in some cases, depending upon what county or city you're in, is its own thing to tackle,
it
right?
It has its own challenges, yes. But the homeowner wants to give herself or himself enough time to change their mind.
Gotcha. Okay. So, now, as we talk about herself especially, and Wade, you and I were talking, you're out at my place last week, and we were just talking a little bit about that end of it, and really, for some of you listening, and men, I get it, okay? I'm not speaking to you. We all, for the most part, could live in a cardboard box, do whatever we want to with it, and I'm exaggerating, but really, we're pretty easy to please when it's all said and done. I realize there are some exceptions to every rule, but for the most part, it's, you know, our other half, it's our spouse, it's our wives that really want to see things upgraded and done correctly, and not saying that can't be a joint effort thing, because in a lot of cases it is, because once it gets started, typically both become involved and, you know, both desires are trying to be met. But that way it also comes into the whole timing thing you just mentioned a moment ago. Maybe each of you have a little different, you may have not even noted it, but you may each have some differences and some ideas of how you want a particular project done. That's where you guys come along and maybe meld those things together and get both parties what they want, right?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a part-time therapist in a way, because we try to bridge the gap in between what the visions are there, in between the household of ideas that are kind of mingling around, the living space.
I get it.
So really, that gives us a sounding board. And honestly, I mean, joking aside, we are a sounding board for both sides in those type of arrangements, because the husband wants a certain thing about what they want out of the project. A wife wants another thing. And it's really bringing our professionals in and try to meld those two together to come up with the best possible solution. And because we're an intermediary, they don't have to be mad at each other. You know, right. we can help bring compromises to the table in terms of, you know, solutions that we can bring.
In some cases, maybe not even compromises, but just how do we incorporate what each party wants, and how do we still make that function at the end of the day to where it's not some, you know, weird design when it's all said and done. And then you guys also come along, and I know this as well, you'll come along and also say, okay, if you're thinking, and I know you're not thinking about a resale today, but if you're thinking about a resale at any point in the future, these are things that we really should be considering in this particular project, because it will have an effect at some point in time.
Totally. And
right?
Even more importantly, what should we avoid, regardless of what the wants are, what should we avoid in order to make sure we're not putting you in a bad position when that resale value is important, even if it's not today? You know, even if you're thinking... You're thinking about the next owner, whether that's an inheritance or selling in the next couple of months. It doesn't really matter. We want to keep our eye on the resale value at the end. What's going to be best in terms of the home value?
Which I appreciate, because, as you know, all of you listening know, that's really what I tend to look at when it's all said and done, because ultimately your home becomes one of your, if not the largest investment that you have. Some of you that are business owners, I get it may not be your number one item, but it's at least number two for even those of you. And you do have to look down the road, and I'm a big one on be careful of trends.
Mm-hmm.
Trends may look really cool today, but when the trend fades away, it may not be so cool, and it may not actually help you with the price of the home down the road, right, guys?
You got to think timeless first.
Yeah, like a year ago or so, colored appliances were in. You know, different colored appliances, you know, green, pink, red. Mm-hmm. You could even mix them up. You know,
right.
Different colored appliances.
I've seen houses that way,
we'll see how long that lasts.
My gut feeling, Brian, not as long as most people think. That's just my own opinion.
But
I don't think it's as long as people think.
Here's a little flip on that, a little bit. Colored appliances is one thing, because those can be changed
those
out
easy
pretty
change,
easily.
Yeah.
So making the things, if you want something niche, you know, if you want something niche that really, you know, that
says
you have a that you want to make it personal, you want to make it, we can find ways to make it personal with a little splash of whatever you want without putting the home into a compromised position. So even in that scenario, there's ways that we can incorporate what each individual needs and wants out of a thing that can be changed down the line in an easier spot.
And I can't hold you to this, I know this, guys, but beginning to end, you know, we're kitchens. There's going to be an ad running here this week, even for kitchens. Guys, for those of you listening, you're going to hear some talk from Premier about kitchens. But let's do kitchen, for example. And I know it depends. I know it depends on the size of the kitchen and so on. But on average, from the minute somebody calls and says, I want to do my kitchen, until it finally being completed and you deliver it, what kind of a time frame are we looking at, roughly?
So the planning piece, we break it into two pieces, is the planning phase for a project. Regardless, big or small, we want to spend some time on the actual planning of it itself. We want to make all the proper selections, proper choices on the front end to ensure that the customer is happy, and there's we try to minimize as many surprises as we possibly can by making as many decisions on the front end.
Okay.
So that takes about a month for just... realistically,
right.
With
gotcha.
Schedules and everything.
Yep. Schedules, and, decisions,
yes,
all of that, going back and forth
everything.
And so on.
Well, the two big variables on time for kitchens are the length of time to deliver cabinets and appliances.
Okay.
So those are the two big variables.
Okay.
So if they want, sub-zero refrigerators or...
You better plan ahead.
But those are like 18 months out.
Yeah.
If they want special cabinets, custom, high-end custom cabinets, those could be 6, 8, 10 weeks out.
Okay.
So we have to take that into consideration.
So my point earlier of saying, if you're thinking of doing something and you really want something done really by even late summer,
plan it now.
You better get going now, right, is what I'm getting.
No,
that's where I'm going with this.
Definitely plan it now.
In other words, it's not something that happens in 2 weeks.
No. It does.
You really have to think long-term.
Yep. And then from a construction standpoint, it takes about 3 months as well. So from a construction standpoint, just, you know, run-of-the-mill 2 to 3 months is probably the time frame in terms of construction.
Okay.
So really, you know, we want to talk to as many people as possible right now so that we can start planning for their, not only their schedule, but getting in into our construction schedule as well.
Makes sense.
You know, we're doing a lot right now in terms of, you know, those scenarios that, that you brought up before where it's a couple that's lived in the home forever. You know, they've had it for 30 years, where whether it's a kitchen or a bathroom, their wife has come to them and said,
it's time.
I need this done.
It's time.
Like one of loyal KLZ listener, Mark and Suzanne down in Black Forest, we're currently in the process of planning their dream kitchen out. And Suzanne had a cutout from a magazine in 2002 that first started her inspiration of that.
Wow.
So she's been waiting
20
for
years plus.
She's been waiting forever for this kitchen
I
to be
you.
Delivered to them. And
I
so you know, that's the real cool
yes.
part of what we do is
that's
the,
awesome.
Is to try to, you know, try to bring those dreams
cool.
to life for the couples that have been waiting for it for
best
very
way
long
to get
time.
A hold of you.
It's 303-718-1471.
And if you're driving and forget that, go to rushtoreason.com. You can go to fixitradio.com. You can also go to, of course, klzradio.com and find Premier there as well. Premier Home Remodels, give them a call today. Get started. Don't delay. And part of all of this, as I said earlier, your home is your biggest investment. Golden Eagle Financial with Al Smith. He can work all of this into it as well. Where are you at with your home? What's it going to take when it comes to even the remodel? What happens with your appreciation down the road? How does this all work out when it comes to your retirement? He's got a seminar coming up this Saturday the 9th at Colorado Christian University. Register today. Go to klzradio.com.
There's a new reality in planning for retirement, and Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows how to help you navigate it with success. You hear the arguments about Social Security, and many people are worried that they won't get out of it what they've paid into it. Al knows how to prepare you for that in case you don't get the benefits you expect. Your grandparents had pensions, but employers have shifted to making you responsible for retiring on your own. Al can help you strategize using securities like 401ks and IRAs as individual parts of your overall plan and advise you on making tough decisions like adjusting to your risk tolerance or making room for the things you want to do in retirement. Take control of this new reality and reach out to Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today for a free no-obligation consultation by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart, who you're going to be hearing more from, by the way, when it comes to roofing, and he really will do anything your roof needs, commercial, residential, extend the life, fix your roof, replace your roof, you name it. Dave's there for all of it, 303-710-6916. On top of that, by the way, if you're looking for a job, Dave is looking for a sales associate. So if that's something you might think might be in your wheelhouse, give Dave a call on that as well, 303-710-6916.
With hail season behind us now and snow season fast approaching, we here at Roof Savers Colorado want to help ensure that your roof can brave whatever elements this season ushers in. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners evaluate the best option for their situation. If you're looking to get more life out of your current roof, we offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs. However, in the event a replacement is necessary, we will also work with any insurance company to get a damaged roof the replacement it needs. Do not let your home fall victim to the ever-changing Colorado climate. Be proactive and set up your free inspection to receive an honest evaluation of the condition of your roof. Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916, or go to roofsaversco.com to keep your roof ready for wherever Colorado throws its way.
All right, is solar right for you? Find out from Alan Davis today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows that the power company is not your friend, that they don't have your best interests at heart. Aside from getting your power back on during an outage, they do three ugly things. First, they install a smart meter on your home to charge you surge fees up to 300% during peak times. Next, they use some of your money to lobby public utility commissions to increase your bill.
The power company tries to squeeze money out of you everywhere they can. But Alan Davis has the answer for you. Solar power will allow you to produce your own energy and get the power company out of your wallet. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering to rid you and your family of the greedy power company and take a major step towards energy independence. You just need to reach out to Alan by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Again, happy Monday to everybody. Our question of the day. Let me get that out because we had Premier with us a little bit ago and I wanted to give them plenty of time. What was the first, this is Friday's, what was the first movie to use profanity? A lot of you texted in and got it right away. Gone with the Wind, of course. Famous line, I don't need to say, but that was the first movie to use profanity, and it was a big deal back in the day, by the way. Now, today's impossible question. Oh, and I should say, in my how far we've come. So I'll just say that. Today's impossible question, answer this on the RushToReason.com website. When tectonic plates split, they move about as fast as what? When tectonic plates split, they move about as fast as what? And I would have never guessed this because to me, I don't know how this even comes close, but I have the answer in front of me, and no, I would have never got that one. So answer that on the RushToReason.com website. If you know the answer, good for you. Now, this one, this next topic, I've not spent a lot of time on. In fact, I've had several of you messaging me prior to now and even today with comments on it, and that, of course, is the Supreme Court ruling in the matter of Donald Trump being on, in this case, the Colorado ballot. Now, it'll affect all sorts of other states, by the way, which basically means because of the ruling of the Supreme Court, what these other states have done today will set precedence, and you can just factor him into being on every ballot across the country when it's all said and done. So those that tried to not have Donald Trump on the ballot, and it was folks on the left and the right as well, and I say right, I use that term loosely. I don't know that I would call them on the right. They would call themselves on the right, but I would not define it that way. But you didn't hear me talk a lot about it because, frankly, what we saw come out of the Supreme Court today, and Andy and I have talked about it just in brief a few times, really no surprises on my end at all. Some would say, well, man, I'm surprised it wasn't at least 7-2. And we'll get into a little bit more depth of this on the National Crawford Roundtable this week. The four of us were already talking a little bit about that, and that'll be one of our topics that we'll get into a little bit more depth, so I won't get into much of that here today. Richard and I might talk about it a little bit at 4:30, but bottom line, 9-0, unanimous, which doesn't happen often with Supreme Court rulings, other than when it's so wrong, they just have to. And that's how I felt this was. And the basis for the, you know, for the suit in the first place was just so off that, again, is it a shock to me that the Supreme Court went 9-0? No. No, in fact, I will tell you that even our own Colorado GOP and the way that they sort of used all of this as fundraising, it's kind of shameful, actually. And some of you probably don't understand what I mean by that, but what I mean by shameful is it's almost like they're taking a playbook out of Saul Alinsky's, you know, rules for radicals never let a crisis go to waste, other than this wasn't even a crisis. And again, some of you even texted me, John, why aren't you talking about this more? This is a big deal. How could they keep Trump off the ballot? And my response back was, stop worrying. He will, because this will go to the Supreme Court. It did. And when the Supreme Court gets it, it'll be very unlikely there's any dissenting votes. That was my answer back to several of you that even text messaged me asking, why am I not talking about this more? Because of what happened today. I just honestly didn't feel like it was worth wasting. Waste maybe isn't the right word. I didn't feel like it was worth taking valuable airtime to talk about that particular subject when there's so many other things that are even more fun to talk about than that. That's my number one answer as to why I haven't spent a lot of time talking about it. Now, I know some of you felt like I should have been spending more time on it, but I guess in the end, I now can really say this, why? Why would I have? What's there to even talk about. And again, I go back to the fact that there's even people like our own GOP chair who's using this as a quote-unquote crisis to raise money. I never saw it as that. Never once doubted Trump wouldn't be on our ballot. I guess others had doubts. I wasn't one of those, and I'm not sure where those doubts came from. Any reasonable person looking at the facts and our own Constitution, the man, Donald Trump, hasn't been tried or accused of anything that would keep him off the ballot. I think that's the thing, and I'm not a lawyer, folks, so please don't anybody accuse me of trying to even impersonate one, because I'm not an attorney. But what the Colorado courts were doing in assuming Donald Trump was guilty of insurrection or citing causing an insurrection, that's really what this boils. Let's not forget that's what this case was about. Okay, literally it was our own Supreme Court in Colorado agreeing with another judge in Colorado saying that Donald Trump was guilty of an insurrection, therefore eliminating him from running for president of the United States. I'm paraphrasing, but Charlie, am I explaining that fairly well? That's essentially what this was about. Well, first of all, he hasn't been even accused of that, nor has he been on trial for that, nor has he been convicted of that. It's all a lot of hearsay. You can't keep anyone off of a ballot just because of hearsay. And I'm sure that was the communication that went on between Supreme Court justices when this was all said and done. Now, Charlie had a good point earlier before we came on air. It'll be interesting to see what the two really most liberal judges, the two that some thought might be dissenters, it will be interesting to see what they actually say about this and why they didn't dissent, if they ever even talk about it. Keep in mind, they don't have to. They don't have to give any explanation. They can just quietly move on and not say any more about it. Frankly, if they're smart, that's what they do. We'll see how smart they are when it's all said and done. If I were advising them, I would advise them to just be quiet, shut up, move on. Next case, please. If they were smart, that's what they do. But in reality, even those two, I think, could come back and say, you know, as much as some may not like this, the reality is he hasn't been on trial for anything he was actually accused of in the state of Colorado. Therefore, how would we do anything other than what we did? End of discussion. That's my take on it. Again, I'm not an attorney. I've even had lots of guests wanting to come on and talk about this in my, you know, in my inbox today. And I'll be honest, folks, they've all been in the deleted. They've all gone to the deleted folder. There's nothing to talk about. Maybe that's the wrong answer on my part. Andy and I will spend a little bit of time tomorrow discussing this a little further. But frankly, it's just not something that I even need any other expert opinions on, because it's nothing here to really discuss. I think most sane, common sense oriented people prior to this knew what the outcome would be, and there's no surprises here. I'm not even surprised it's unanimous. I said that earlier. It's not a shock to me. So I'm not going to belabor that much further. We've got an interview coming up with Ira Shapiro here in a few minutes, going to talk about McConnell's stepping down, which I haven't talked much about this coming November. That's one we haven't discussed. I was waiting for Ira today. He'll come on and talk a little bit about that. Is that bigger news? I think that's interesting, because you have to wonder, what's his motivation in doing so? Is it simply the fact that he thinks Donald Trump may very well be back in the White House and he doesn't want to have those same fights he had the last time around? I don't know. We'll talk to Ira here in just a few minutes and see. But again, if you hadn't seen the news, Trump will be, because of this, on the ballot coast to coast. They shot down what happened here in Colorado. And again, not surprised that they did, but they did. So those folks here in Colorado. And the only thing that I'm disappointed in with all of this, I mean, there's lots of disappointments, but the amount of money spent on this is just stupid. Never should have happened in the first place. That's probably the biggest disappointment. Taxpayer dollars spent on this. Dumb. Dumb. State of Colorado, you should be ashamed of yourself, because this was dumb in the first place. Never should have got started. should have never let this thing go to square one. Case dismissed. Bye. No standing. No nothing. Bye. See ya. Out of here. This is nothing that we're even going to waste our time with. But regardless, they did, and here we are. And yes, a lot of taxpayer money has been wasted on that. Up next, High Five Plumbing. Now, High Five wants to give you $100 off your next service. It's as simple as calling 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. And again, it could just be for an overall inspection of what you have going on in your home. You may not know you have any issues, but you don't know until you check. That's where High Five comes into play. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, who will be with me, by the way, for Wednesday Health and Wellness for the whole hour. So if you've got questions specific for Dr. Scott, we're going to talk a little bit of not just wellness, but diet, how to lose weight, different things along those lines. So Dr. Scott would love to have you as his doctor. Have you be his patient, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, I talked about a lot of lawyer things a moment ago. When it comes to your estate plan, you need a really highly qualified attorney that understands you, your circumstances, and what you want to leave behind and make sure your best wishes are taken care of. 720-394-6887. That's Michael Bailey Law. He's our mobile estate planner.
Another year, another promise to go to the gym, eat better, stop chewing your fingernails. Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, has a resolution you will actually keep. 2023 has seen changes in your life that need to be addressed and expressed in a plan. Births, deaths, marriages, divorces, home sales and purchases, and so many more life events have a direct effect on your estate plan. Many people forget that these changes also alter your wishes for your estate, including what happens to your belongings, your money, and the sentimental items you cherish in the event you pass away. The worst possible outcome could be that someone gets something you did not wish for, or even worse, someone doesn't get what you did want them to receive. Updating your estate plan only takes a few minutes, so contact Michael today by going to klzradio.com/estate and get your estate plan updated for 2024.
Genesis 1-3 Electric will make sure you are smart about installing a home charger for your new electric vehicle. Genesis 1-3 is one of the very few electricians in the state who are fully certified in EV charger installation. Dustin and the team prefer you call them before you purchase anything so they can inspect your home and give you advice on exactly what you need. They can ensure that your panel will support the new charger, make sure wiring is within limits, and help you keep your home safe from electrical fires or damage to the charger. Genesis techs are concerned that some EV dealers are not properly educating their customers, and they feel a responsibility to ensure that you know what you purchased and how to use it. There are inexperienced electricians out there, so you need the certified pros at Genesis 1-3 Electric to make sure you're ready for the switch. KLZ listeners get $150 off an EV charger install. Call 883-236-6797. Make the right choice. Call 883-236-6797. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, don't forget, website. You can always go back and listen to one of our previous shows, previous segments even. Our producer, Ann, does a good job of breaking those down to where you've got those on a 15-minute interval basis, I should say, and she does a really good job of breaking that out. So if you want to actually go back and listen to any one of our particular segments that we've got, you can always do that. Just go to rushtoreason.com. You can find that there. And again, she does a really good job of breaking that down, including a lot of the links and things that we have going on. She puts all of that up into our notes as well. And I'm assuming, Charlie, we have Ira. So, Ira Shapiro, welcome. How are you, Ira?
I'm good, John. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it very much. So you've got a new book coming out in a moment that we'll talk about as well. But you've also been a 45-year Washington veteran when it comes to American politics, international trade, and so on. Talk to us about Mitch McConnell stepping down this coming, I believe it's going to be November.
Yeah, John, anyone who's followed the Senate as closely as I have is obviously focused on McConnell quite a bit. I think it is the, as it's been said, the end of an era. He's been extremely impactful, as we know, and he's left quite a legacy, but unfortunately I think it's a very negative one for the country. I think he's exceptionally effective at what he wanted to do, but those were purely partisan goals, and as a consequence, he did a great deal of damage, and we're seeing the lasting effect of it every day as we witness Supreme Court decisions from the Trump-McConnell Supreme Court, for example. I think his legacy is two parts, really, more than anything else. Number one, what he did, ramming through the confirmations of the Supreme Court justices after blocking Obama from nominating Merrick Garland. And number two, what he failed to do, which was stop Donald Trump's assault on our democracy, even when he had repeated opportunities to do so.
And you and I will probably have to disagree on that, but what... First of all, we don't have a democracy, so I always want to make sure I point that out to listeners, including people that say we do. We have a republic, not a democracy, and I think it's one of those things we have to be really careful of the words we use, Ira. So I prefer to call it a republic because that's what it is. What did he not stop Donald Trump from doing when it comes to our republic?
Well, he did not stop Donald Trump from trying to interfere with the election by shaking down Ukraine President Zelensky in order to get dirt on Biden, which led to his first impeachment in early 2020. After that, McConnell did not intervene to say that the election was over after the networks and the Associated Press called the election for Biden. McConnell didn't acknowledge Biden's presidency for 5 weeks. And during that time, the big lie that the election was stolen spread. And most dramatically, I think, and most consequentially, he did not vote to convict Trump of in the second impeachment trial, even after the attack on the Capitol, which McConnell said Trump had incited. So that's a pretty long list of failures. And
I would go the opposite and say, in some cases, he didn't do near enough to stop some of the things that were going on, budgetarily speaking. I mean, I can go down a long list. I'm no McConnell fan, but I'm probably not a fan in opposite ways than you.
Well, I'm running.
I mean, budgetarily speaking, I've got a long list of things I think McConnell should have done that didn't get done, and is partially why we are $33 trillion in debt today, which, by the way, I think is a much bigger problem than even some of the things you've already mentioned, personally.
Well, John, there's plenty of room on both sides of the aisle for people that did not do enough to deal with the debt.
I mean, we are at a point right now, as you know, Ira, it's a fallacy that the citizenry is funding government. No, the printing press right now is funding government. You and I and our taxes are not. And all of this talk of, you know, you don't pay your fair share and this one doesn't pay their fair share. The reality, Ira, is none of us could pay enough to handle what's happening with the spending in Washington and the overspending. And again, the only thing funding the country right now is the printing press.
Well, John, I think we can attribute that to both parties.
I can't disagree with you on that one at all. I would agree with you
100%. You know, domestic spending on one side, defense spending on the other side, tax cuts that were not paid for, wars that were not paid for. So there's plenty to go on
I will not disagree on at all. I mean, that one really is, well, Ira, as you know, it's so out of hand that, again, not that some of these other things you've mentioned aren't important, but the reality is, for the sake of my great-grandkids and probably your great-great-great-grandkids, something has to change.
At my age, John, we can talk about my grandkids, too, actually. But look, something does have to change. But the point is, if you look back on the last 15 years, and I say 15 years advisedly, I would say from the time Barack Obama came into the presidency, one person has had more impact on our politics and our government and our country than anyone else, even before Donald Trump, and that's Mitch McConnell. No matter who was in power, he's had an enormous amount of impact, and the result, I believe, is a polarized, bitter, dysfunctional Senate, a radical, extreme Supreme Court, and Donald Trump being able to run for president again, even though he should have been, I think, disqualified in the right way.
Yeah, again, that's another one that we'll probably have to disagree on. In this particular case, you had 9-0, meaning even the most liberal of judges didn't.
Oh, I agreed with that.
You know, didn't have any issues.
When I said the right way, the right way under the Constitution was the political solution of the political process. The House impeaches, the Senate convicts if appropriate. I believe that was the right way. I think all of this other stuff, you see people, good prosecutors, judges, some maybe someday jurors, working very hard to make up for the failure of the political process to do its job.
Well, but as you know, in the republic that we have, that's the defining way things work. We have different branches for a reason. It's the way the founding fathers set it up. Does it work like it should all the time? No. Is our political process absolute? Is it absolutely a mess? Ira, I will not disagree with that at all. Yeah, it's a mess. And frankly, it's something that we, the people, have to take back over at some point. Unfortunately, our political process is run by a bunch of knuckleheads.
Well, I guess my disagreement, John, would be not knuckleheads, but people who are not.
Oh, I've interviewed enough of them, Ira. I will tell you, I will stand by knucklehead.
All right. I would say, look, we're talking about McConnell, and I would say that he's not a knucklehead, but I think that he's a person who has never been able to balance his commitment to the country with his commitment to his party and his power, basically. John McCain used to say country first. For McConnell, it's never been country first.
And honestly, that one, Ira, I won't disagree with you on. And when I say knucklehead, please, when I say, you know, hear me out on this. We have a group of individuals in the House and the Senate who try to set policy on things that, frankly, they know nothing about, i.e. the Internet. I mean, these are a bunch of individuals, Ira, that if they can't get the phone turned on, have to have an aide help them. And I don't think I'm exaggerating in what I say there. In other words, we've got people setting policy and laws for us that, frankly, know nothing about what they're setting. And that's just one example.
One reason they haven't set any laws about the Internet is they can't figure out what to do about it.
Well, that's also true. Well, but you know what, Ira? On the same token, part of that I firmly believe is because they and even some of their aides know nothing about it. AI is another great example. They know nothing about it, so they don't know what to do with it.
Well, I think they try to learn something about it, and they also try sometimes to have administrative agencies that are obviously under attack by a lot of people, but are more expert in some of these areas. But look, I think I don't disagree with your point, and I would say that they have not been able to do anything to figure out the regulations on the Internet, even things that shouldn't be that difficult, like things that affect children.
Right.
But they haven't been able to do
no,
it.
No, they have not.
People say, what should they do? I say, well, take a look at some of the stuff Europe does. You don't have to do it identically, but you might at least think about it because they've spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, and again, Ira, those are things that, we are in agreement on because there are some things that we've been able to make no progress at all on, and yet there's other things I feel like they could have just left alone because the way it was would have been just fine. These are things that, you know, we could keep going on. Running short on time, the book, The Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America. That's not coming out until May 14th, is that right, Ira?
John, to be accurate, the book came out originally 2 years ago. It's getting a little more attention again because there's an updated edition.
Got it.
Covering the last 2 years.
Got
it. Comes out in May 14th.
Okay, gotcha. So it's the updated version coming out the 14th is what I should say.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Ira, I appreciate it. Where's the best place folks can go to buy that if they so desire?
Well, authors can't live with Amazon.
I know.
Without
I know you got to say it. That's okay.
Amazon's the easiest. It can be ordered there.
All right. Ira, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. And, yeah, I always ask just because some authors have their own websites and places that they want to send you. And I've interviewed Ira before. We don't see eye to eye in a lot of things. But Ira's a good sport, and I enjoy talking to him mainly because we can have differences and still get some things discussed. And I think for a lot of you listening, you'd probably think, why do you have these people on? Well, I think to show both sides that I'll sit, listen, and have a conversation, and I can do that in a very professional manner, and I don't have to beat Ira up. He doesn't have to beat me up. We can agree to disagree and still have a conversation, which, by the way, I do believe are some things we've lost in this country. It's okay at times to not agree and yet still sit down and have a civil conversation with one another. Folks, we're struggling to do that even as a party. Nonetheless, across the aisle. And no, I'm not one that says you've got to always reach across the aisle. In fact, I hate when politicians say that because, frankly, there are times we don't need to reach across the aisle. Just stick to your guns. But when it comes to our own party, we have a party right now in different states, Colorado being one of them, to where you can't even sit down and have a discussion with someone that doesn't agree with you on everything lock, stock, and barrel. That's a problem. So why do I have folks like Ira on? To prove that it can be done. And that you don't have to agree with everyone, and that you can have a civil conversation. And when it's all said and done, Ira can leave, and he's comfortable and feeling he can come back again. And I want him to feel that way. So that's why I have people like Ira on from time to time. K&R Home Transitions is next. Now, Some of you need real help when it comes to what do I do with my home? Do I sell? Do I transition into a different place? I'm at that stage in life where I don't know if I even want to live in my own home, or I'm looking to go to a different home. I want to move up. I want to move down. I just want to move, period. If you don't know what to do, we've got an answer. Call KNR. Catherine and Robin both will come out. Two realtors for the price of one, and each one of them have different talents that will help you figure out what your best decision needs to be. Now, they've also got a program called ReUp, which will help you with a remodel if that's something you think might really help you with that transition and maximize the dollars that you've got sitting there in your home. So best thing to do is just give them a call, have them come out and pay a visit, 720-437-8210, or go to klzradio.com. Premier Home Remodels, we had them on a few minutes ago, by the way, top of the 3 o'clock hour, top of this hour, I should say, and they are now running a special when it comes to kitchens for this summer. So give them a call, Premier Home Remodels, find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the premier process with premier quality without the premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels.
All right, up next, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're thinking of something new when it comes to AC, which right now you could do an AC with a heat pump depending upon your house and the savings and so on, find out how that works for you specifically. Go to klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Rizzon Auto Brokers, new location open today in Fort Collins, 1101 North College Avenue, where you can get your vehicle serviced or buy a new used car. You can do that in Boulder as well. Best thing to do, go to the website, RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. And comment also back to Ira. And Ira, if you're still listening, I do appreciate him a lot, and I enjoy talking to Ira every time we have him on. We don't have him on a ton, but I do enjoy the conversation. And I think also the other thing I was thinking of during the break that is a learning lesson for a lot of folks listening is we all have people that you may have conversations with, work, dinner party, family sometimes even. And you could see where, even with Ira, okay, let's talk about the things we can agree upon. $33 trillion in debt. You know, Ira, that's something that's going to affect all of us, you, your kids, grandkids, and so on. You know, can we, in other words, is there some common ground where you can reach across to the other side and say, okay, let's talk about some things that, in this case, because I'm not a Mitch McConnell fan either, but not for the same reasons Ira is. So let's find that common ground that we can agree upon as to how do we move forward. In other words, did Mitch do enough to keep the budget in check? No, he didn't. Now, are any of them in Washington doing that? Very few. Very, very few. As in the case of we keep extending the budget deadline that we saw extended Friday. So are any of them doing enough? No. And as I said a moment ago, the only thing keeping this country afloat, they want you to think it's us as taxpayers. But let me tell you, folks, it's not. It's the printing press that's keeping us going. And I use that term loosely because, you know, not necessarily the press, but the fact that the Reserve can make money from thin air. That is what's keeping us afloat. $33 trillion, and that's just what's on the books. That doesn't count all of the unfunded liabilities that we also have. Also doesn't include cities that might be over budget and have bonded out to do different things. Doesn't include states that are in the same position. So states, cities, councils, and so on. It doesn't count all of that, by the way, and I'm not sure even what that number is. I don't know if that number exists. I don't know if anybody's even ran around and tallied all of that up. Reality is the $33 trillion alone is enough. But where I'm going with that was, you know, find some commonality with that particular person that you may find you're having a conversation with, and you might know right off the bat from talking to them where they come in, just like I do with Ira, even from the very first time I talked to him. And then, where's the common ground? What are the things that you can agree upon that you can say, okay, well, what about such and such? You know, for example, I got Ira to agree that the 9-0 vote today was the right vote. He doesn't like the fact Trump's on the ballot, of course. He would have liked to have seen that handled differently. He would have liked to have seen him impeached, and I'm coming from it completely opposite. That's fine, but we can at least agree that the decision today was the right decision. The 9-0 was correct. So I hope some of you could learn from some of the conversation that even Ira and I had as to how can you have that conversation with the other side and at the end of the day still have a handshake. You know, still have an agreement. You know, in Ira's case, that was I'll hear back from him. That was a good interview. No hard feelings. Let's move on. Have me back again. Blah, blah, blah. All good. And again, part of why I do that is to let the other side know that unlike a lot of other talk shows on either side, there's not too many that are on the left, but there's some podcasts that are. But, you know, I'll interview both sides. I'll have those conversations. Doesn't bother me at all. I can hold my own. And by the way, the minute Ira said something, I didn't have to just get right in his face and say, I don't agree. I let him finish and say what he wanted to. And then I threw some things at him that even he had to sit and say, how do I defend this? And those are good conversations. And it's what we should be doing. And I go back to what I said before I took my last break. Our own party in Colorado could have some lessons in that. Because they are of the type that if you disagree with them on anything, you're now a rhino, even though I'm not. But there's a lot of things they're doing I don't agree with. And no, I'm not a rhino. They'll tell you that I am. I'm sure that's been said in many a circle. But, folks, I'm about as far from a rhino as it gets. So I'll leave it at that. American National Insurance is coming up next. Now, I know I say a lot, and it's not just a blanket statement because I don't know what else to say. But when it comes to insurance, yes, Paul can meet all your insurance needs. You have to call and ask him what he can do for you specifically, but really, whatever you need when it comes to insurance, call him, 303 662-0789. My good friend Paul Leuenberger, that's American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
The best export we have is common sense. You're listening to Rush to Reason.
All right, I promoed this, and I'll come back here at the top of 4 o'clock and talk about a new study about U.S. airports with the worst delays over spring break. Some of you might be thinking about traveling over spring break, where to go, what to do, and so on. So I thought that might be a little fun segment to throw at you guys since it's really around the corner. Easter is at the very end of this month, and a lot of folks will be traveling either prior to or right after, because that's when spring break typically happens. So I'll be talking about that here as soon as we come back. My son Richard will join me at 4:30 as well. But we'll be back. Hour number two is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.